It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7
KISS FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's is short and sweet, and it involves a parent not wanting to buy their kid a costume.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Angela wrote in and said, Allie and DZ, I heard Allie talking about costumes the other day and it triggered me.
Oh, of course.
Jeez.
Of course.
She said, am I the jerk for not buying my kid a costume? They cost too much. They only wear them once. And no, just no. Not to mention they never know what they want to be and I'm sick of deciding for them. So am I the jerk for not buying my kid a costume?
Mm.
That's it. Yes. I don't know. Is she?
Did she say how old the kid was?
No, there's so much pressure.
But they're a kid, man. This is the experience of a child.
This is the fun.
You know, the fun. You go out for candy, and if you're not wearing a costume, some people will look at you bogus and be like, that's not a real costume.
Yeah, 100%. You just want candy, but you didn't partake in the holiday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and I think about how much goes into it from a parent standpoint versus the kid. The kid just has one big memory of Halloween, and it's great.
Yeah.
But now being on the other side as a parent, we put so much into this one day.
One day.
I mean.
Well, and they'll wear it like once at school for a Halloween party at school, and then once on trick-or-treating if you go once or twice, depending on what neighborhood you go to. Mm-hmm. But that's it.
That's it.
And then they'll never fit it again.
Mm-mm.
Unless it's a really cool mask. That kid's not going to keep it and wear it. You know
gone.
What I mean?
It's done.
Gone. Dunzo.
Done.
And then it ends up at Goodwill.
Yep.
But that's going to be my suggestion, dog. Like, you are a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
I do think you are a little bit of a jerk because as a child, that is the most important thing.
Yeah.
All the kids are talking about, what are you going to be? I'm going to be a Lego dude. I'm going to be a Transformer.
Why are you going to punish your kid?
That part.
Because you don't want to deal with it.
Exactly.
I don't want to deal with a lot of things that my kids do.
Mm.
Do you think I want to drive them around to their activities? No.
Speak on it.
But I do.
And I get it. They're expensive.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to pay 50, 60 plus for a costume.
That's part of the issue with Halloween costumes. They've gotten obnoxious if you're not just making them yourself at this point. I was looking at stuff the other day. It's $60
it's
for
terrible.
One little piece of cloth, and you're calling it a costume.
Oh, you
I could be a ghost for zero, okay? My sheet will work.
$60 for thread. Bro, what happened to the days of us being robots out of cardboard boxes?
Right?
Come on now.
Right?
We used to make our own costumes. We didn't really do too much. Like, my little sister got to wear a few different costumes, but when we got to our own age of what we wanted to decide to be or whatever for Halloween, it was up to us. If we wanted to make it, we had to figure it out. Or if we wanted to buy it, we had to buy it for ourselves. I don't think that's the case here.
That might be the solution, though, to just make something for them because she doesn't want to buy her kid a costume. Is she the jerk? Angela says, you know what? They cost too much. They only wear them once, and no. 1-414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number and let us know what you think. I see a little bit of both. Somebody said, total jerk, in all caps.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, not a jerk. Somebody else said, for kids, it's the best night of the year.
Yep.
All right, we're going to talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Angela wants to know if she's a jerk for refusing to buy her kid a Halloween costume because they're expensive. They only wore them once. And no, just no, to quote her email.
No, just no.
No, just no. Let's go to Kevin in Sheboygan this morning and see what he thinks about this. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the portion of it being expensive, mm-hmm. but if you're going to be doing that to A, create a memory for your child, mm-hmm. and then all of that, you are the jerk with that, because not only that, like, my son, he's got autism in that. Mm-hmm. He wore his Olaf costume for more than just Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Like different days.
Hudson did that with Superman. He wore it everywhere for Spider-Man. He wore it for like 2 years to the grocery store.
That is true, though. I forgot. I didn't even think about that.
Like, you could sit there and you know, have them wear it, or
it's like when
kid.
It's like when girls wear their dresses to the store, their dollhouse dresses.
Yeah, you see the little fairy.
Any kind of play stuff, you could wear anywhere. Yeah.
And as a kid, who's going to look at you and go, kid, you're not supposed to be wearing your fantasy costume any other time, right. Unless that's what mom's doing.
Right.
Unless that's what Angela does.
I did that growing up, too. Like, you know.
Yeah, you wore your costume everywhere.
I had my army uniforms. I had my Pokemon. I had my stormtroopers, you know. Like,
dude, Kevin's at work right now in a giant suit, a Pokemon suit. He's
Kevin wearing a dragon costume right now at work.
He's like, what's the deal? What's the problem? So fun to be a big kid.
I went into work because we got called in when I was in the Navy, and that I was in my full Joker costume.
Oh, geez. Come on, Kevin.
And I got yelled at for having the spray painted, or not the spray paint, but the
face paint on the, yeah.
The spray in hair because it's green. Regulation.
Kevin, I wouldn't even want to see you driving down the street dressed as the Joker. That would freak me out, man. I'm just trying to have my coffee and bagel on my way to work, and I look over and there's this guy.
That's why Kevin said jerk, because he's in a costume right now.
All right, enjoy your dragon costume. We'll talk to you later.
bye,
Kevin. Heather is calling from Shorewood this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Hey, how we doing?
We're doing okay. I'm going with not the jerk.
Ooh.
Go on.
I have a child myself, mm-hmm. and she
them kids.
She's had years where she couldn't decide what she wanted, or she decided she didn't want to go, and then last minute she decided she wanted to go, and she wanted me to go out and buy a costume. I was like, you have time.
Yeah.
You didn't even notice.
So she feels it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we would come up with at home things, like, because she's got plenty of clothes and she had play stuff. We pulled out princess dresses because she had dresses that were nicer, and I have crowns because I like to run fair. She had fat ears. You know, we would do something that we could do, and it was a good memory because we were putting together the costume ourselves last minute, and guess what? She no longer decides last minute because she knows Mommy ain't gonna buy.
Okay. Mommy don't play that.
So then what you're getting at, hold on, Heather. Heather's saying not the jerk because at this point, if they can't make up their mind, it's on the kid.
It's a learning experience for real. I mean, honestly, if you can't decide and then last minute go, no, but mommy, I want to be, can we go right now?
Yeah.
Bruh, Halloween is tomorrow. No, we can't go right now.
Right. Like Amazon can't get it here by tomorrow at this point because Halloween costumes end up being so far out because everybody gets them, you know? My Squid Game costume year two ago came in November 15th or something. Oof. Crazy. I was so mad that's about rough. It. That's the kind of stuff you deal with if you're not prepared with costumes.
Yeah.
If you want to be ready.
Yeah,
you
well, know? Then that's why Heather's saying not the jerk, because she understands
I'm siding
it.
With her. What the hell? Okay, Heather, thank you for calling.
Bye.
And last but not least, Anna is in Milwaukee. And Anna, good news, you're safe. We've been doing all this late night talking. We're not going to cut you from the regulars. You made it.
You good.
All right, thank you.
Anna, do you think Angela's a jerk for refusing to buy her kid a Halloween costume?
I'm going to say I'm sorry. I'm going to go with the jerk.
Don't be sorry.
Right, just explain.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, we don't know how old this kid is, you know, and like everybody's been saying, you know, those are good memories. You know, I have two kids, and I got them costumes every year. I mean, you can make them, you can go to the Goodwill store, you know, and get something there.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, you know, unless the other caller where her daughter never, you know, didn't want to go trick-or-treating, fine. But, you know, we don't know the whole story. But to me, it's a childhood memory that you're taking away just because you don't want to go get a costume.
Somebody said she could put it on Facebook. Does anybody have a costume? And whatever size her son wears, mom, look out for the moms, look out for the other moms and kids and everybody when they do that. That's true.
That's true.
Yeah,
people
you can do that too.
People always do free stuff. Here, take it. My kid wore it a year ago, never touched it again. Here, yours.
A lot of people saying go to Goodwill, get a cheap costume. Somebody else said one time when I was too poor to buy costumes for my kids, I rubbed their clothes in dirt and painted their face like a zombie. Easy, cheap zombie. Good for you, parent, whoever wrote that in. I don't know if it was a mom or dad, but wow.
And I've been reminiscing a little bit about my experience as we've been talking. Some of my favorite costumes were costumes that I pieced together myself in high school. Let me just tell y'all quick. I dressed up as Flavor Flav.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Where's the clock? Do you still have it?
My mom had like pink sweatpants and like a pink blazer, right? And I was like, oh, mom, let me get this. I put those two things on, matched perfectly, and then we had a shower clock, of all things. I just took apart the shower clock, put a rope through it, and it was my clock. It was my flavor. One of my favorite costumes to this day.
Well, somebody texted in and said she should just do the right thing, buy a costume, and then return it to Amazon.
There you
what
go.
The hell? Well, there you go.
All
okay.
Right, Anna, thanks for calling.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
I had to read that one. That one was funny.
But we decide, Angela's the jerk today,
definitely.
Man.
It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.